Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
You're not going to get easily frustrated. You're not going to easily become discouraged. You're not going to wear your feelings out here on the sleeve where everybody can smack them around. But you're going to be steady. You're going to be persevering. You're going to keep your eyes on the finish. You're going to keep your eyes on what God called you to do. And it doesn't matter what everybody else around you is saying. You're going to stay focused. I'm long-suffering. It don't have to happen now. It's going to happen, but it don't have to happen now. And I don't care what you say. It's going to happen because God said it. I believe it. That settles it. I'm going to the other side. Come on. Then he says he's better than the proud. The word proud there means lofty and high-minded. What's that mean? All talk and no walk. God is not looking for people that are talking a good game. He's looking for people that will walk a good game, who will play a good game, who will get out there and fight and battle, praise God. Whenever I played sports, there were several times that when we were playing football games and we would be out there and we came down, we were playing this one game and it was raining and we were up by 3 points and our offense fumbled the ball on their 10-yard line. And so we go out there and there's like a 40 seconds to go and they got the ball first and goal. And I want to tell you what, the defense had to go out there and stand its ground. And I can remember it was fourth down there on a 3. They rolled out and threw it back, and I hit this guy. He caught the ball, and I hit him, and he was running over top of me. And I was hanging on. And I was yelling, "Help!" And about that time, one of our big linebackers came blowing through there and tore his head off and stopped him on the 2, and we won the game. But we had to stay steady. We had to stay strong. We had to stay there all the way to the end to win. Are you listening to me? And what you and I are going to have to do is this. I took a phrase and I said that I'm in it to win it, praise God. Are you listening to me? I'm in it to get healed. I'm in it to get blessed. I'm in it to be an overcomer. I'm in it to get where God said I can be. I'm in it to do what God said I can do. I'm in it to see God work in my life like he said he would work in my life. Are you hearing me? And I'm not going to let anything discourage me, frustrate me, or keep me from doing what the Lord has called me to do. And the church must get that determination back into it. That's the determination the early church had. Everywhere they went, they turned the place upside down because they had a passion. They knew who they were. They had a belief that Jesus Christ was truly the Son of God. They had an experience with the Holy Ghost, and they walked it and talked it and lived it, and they were persecuted. When Peter and John are beaten, they rejoiced and praised God that they were counted worthy to suffer for the Lord. Come on, folks. Where is that at today? Why? Because they knew what the end was. The end is we're going to establish the kingdom of God in the hearts and lives of people. We're going to change places. We're going to run this race and do what God's called us to do. Now, with reading this verse, he says the end is better than the beginning. That tells me there's a time I start and there's a time I get it done. And in between that is what's going to cause me to either win or lose. Amen. Look in 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter. The Apostle Paul talks a lot about running the race. He talks about winning. He talks about the things that he went through, and he was a champion, praise God. Paul was an overcomer. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, we'll read it first here in the New King James. He says this, writing to the church in verse 24, he says, "Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize?" Now listen to what he says. Run in such a way that you may obtain it. What's he saying? Run in such a way that you can win it. Run to get it. Everybody's running a race. You are not just to be out here to be running to run. somewhere down the line, you have to just quit being a Christian to be a Christian, a churchgoer to be a churchgoer. You need to move over into and become a son of God, a child of God, a daughter of God, an heir of God. You need to become what God has called you to be and take your place in the kingdom of God and begin to say, here I am, Lord, use me, hallelujah. I'm not in this thing anymore just to warm a pew. I'm in this thing to bring forth the kingdom of God. I'm in this place to shine the light of Jesus Christ. I am here to do what God has called me to do, and God, you've called me to do something wonderful for you. If it's ushering, it's wonderful. If it's barking, it's wonderful. If it's sweeping the floor, it's wonderful. If it's working with a child, it's wonderful. If it's passing out a track, it's a wonderful thing. Whatever God's called you to do, you wake up one day and say, Lord, I'm in this now to do what I've been called to do. And Paul says, everybody's out here running, but only one wins, so run to obtain the prize. And then he goes on and he says this. He says, everyone who competes for the prize is temperate or self-controlled in all things. Now, they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we an imperishable crown. Therefore, I run thus not with uncertainty. Thus, I fight not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body. I bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. You know what Paul's saying here? He's saying for you to get to the end, there's some battles that are going to take place. There's other things going to compete against you. And the Amplified, it says this, do you not know that in a race all the runners compete, but only one receives the prize? So run your race that you may lay hold of the prize and make it yours. You say, now what are you talking about, preacher? What do you mean there's a lot of people running a race? Well, let's just take it away from people and just say it like this. When you begin to run your race to get your healing, do you know that doubt's running that race against you? Do you know symptoms are running that race against you? Do you know fear's running that race against you? You know people that are full of all kinds of skepticism and religion are running that race against you, and they're all out there trying to beat you into that race. The enemy has got his people out there running that race against you, and God says there's a prize to get, and the devil's trying to get your prize. He's trying to get your healing. He's trying to get your prosperity. He's trying to get your deliverance. He's trying to get your victory, and God says don't let these others get the win. When you're in this thing, realize when I'm believing God for a miracle, the enemy's got his runners out there, and somebody's going to get it. It might as well be me. Hallelujah. He says, now every athlete who goes into training conducts himself temperately and restricts himself in all things. They do it to win a wreath that will soon wither, but we do it to obtain receive a crown that will never win. You know what he's saying here? He's saying when you get into this, it's going to take some self-control. There's going to be battles to fight. There's going to be mountains to move. There's going to be days that you're going to feel like just laying there and quitting. Anybody know what I'm talking about? He says, there are times the enemy says, how many of you found out that faith isn't always fun? Well, I know it sounds like blasphemy here at Rhema, but you know, you got to listen to me. Hallelujah. I've been out there long enough now, I can tell you, faith isn't always fun. It wasn't always fun for Jesus. You ever read over in Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, it says that now that we are now to strip away from ourselves all these things that are easily encumbering us and laying them aside and keep our eyes upon Jesus and run the race that God has called us to run. And then he says this, he says, looking unto Jesus, who's the author and finisher, the starter and the finisher of our race. And it says this, who despised the shame and endure the suffering. Why did he do it? For the joy that was set before him. You see, folks, when you're in the race and you're fighting these symptoms and you're fighting the doubts and you're fighting the fears and you're fighting the lies and you're fighting all the skepticism, you're fighting all the evil reports, there's no joy in that. That's when James 1 comes in. That's when you have to count it all joy. That's when you have to look beyond the symptoms and beyond the problem and beyond all the junk. And you need to shout when you don't feel like shouting, and you need to praise when you don't feel like praising, and you need to confess when you don't feel like confessing, because Jesus, for the joy of what he could see at the finish, he was able to endure all the junk that was going to be thrown at him. If you can't see the end, you'll never have joy, and you won't get there. Joy comes at the end of the race. You counted all joy while you're running the race. Anybody getting this? See, we've been doing it the wrong way. You know, we thought, well, just as soon as I get the victory, I'm going to praise God. You had to start praising God while you're running the race to get to the victory. You got to keep your eye on what's in front of you. You have to count it all joy. You have to stir yourself. You can't just, you know, and here's a lie of the devil. The devil comes up and he'll attack you and you start having problems and it's not working just like you thought it was going to work. And the devil says, well, you must be missing God. Well, you're in some kind of a sin. And so we start condemning ourselves and we start looking for some excuse as to why it's not happening. And then we start, you know, doubting our faith. And then we start doubting whether we should get, and then we start doubting what's happening around us. And all the time, it's just happening because the devil is a thief and he's got his thieves running this race. And in any race, you ever seen a distance race? They start running and they're elbowing each other and they're cutting in front of each other and they're pushing each other. Why? Because they're jostling around. And what happens is the true athletes and the true winners, when somebody bumps them, they bump them back. They don't stop and go, that's wrong, he bumped into me. They get a little self-control going on here. They get a little, you know, I'm going to get this, bless God. Nobody's going to stop me on this. And they begin to exert the joy. I was reading, one of my running heroes was a Native American back in the 60s. He was Billy Mills, and he ran for Kansas, and he came off the nations, and then he went to Kansas, and he burned out. Then he went into the military, and he was a forgotten thing. He was a great runner. And then they had the Olympics there in the 60s, and he went, and he wasn't supposed to do anything, but he qualified to run the 10,000 meters. And so they're running, and they didn't give him the official Olympic shoes. He just had to wear what he had. And he wasn't supposed to do anything, but he kept running and he kept up there. And some of the great runners, they got mad because this nobody was up there running in front with them. But he kept running, and finally one bumped into him and knocked him out of the way. And you know what? It was a foul, but he instead of just quitting, he just stood up. Somebody else came along, hit him, and knocked him back about 10 yards. And so there he was, way back here. And instead of quitting and laying there on the track, he got up and he took off. And you can go back and watch some of the video. And he came into that last lap and he run them down and went by them and won the gold for America. Why? Because nothing's going to stop me from getting to the end. I'm in it to win it. I'm going to finish this thing strong. And I'm getting what I came here for. And some of us need to get that same kind of fight back in us. When did you think the devil was just going to let you parade right through and get your healing, get your miracle, get your breakthrough without trying to stop you? Well, I'm in faith now. Well, just because you got in faith does not mean the devil goes, oh, you're in faith now. Excuse me. Go right ahead and get your miracle. Hallelujah. It don't happen.
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia, 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.